All right, everybody, this is Chase March, and we got a special guest with us on the phone tonight. We have Katie L. all the way from...
I'm in Bunbury, Australia.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think we've done an international call before, but I really wanted to touch base and get a chance to talk to you because one of my favorite albums last year was Earthworthy. That's your album. You're number two on my top 10 of the 2010 albums.
Yeah, I saw that when I read your blog, so I appreciated that. That's pretty awesome, especially because my album wasn't even my favorite album, so that's pretty good.
No? Yeah, you've got a new one coming out shortly?
Yeah, it's coming out at the end of this year, called The Tree That Kept Apart the Stars. Hopefully it's a big step up from the last album that I released. It's my first studio album, and it's got national distribution at this point, so I'm really hoping for international, at least digital distribution as well, so that's all
we're
aiming for.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I really felt the album when I first heard it. It captured me right away, Earthworthy, and the three singles that you sent me off your new one, I'm really enjoying those too so far, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and on my top 10 list, the only album that beat you out was Dessa. I understand you...
Dessa's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Dessa's amazing, eh? One thing I've noticed, because there's a female rapper from Toronto, my neck of the woods over here, Eternia. I interviewed her, and we were talking about the lack of female MCs, and she told me that there really isn't a lack of female MCs and that they're everywhere. And then I started digging, and that's how I found you, and I did a blog post about it, and somebody recommended Dessa, so that's how I found out about Dessa. So can we talk about some of the barriers that you have to overcome to get heard, being a female?
For sure. I guess being female works for you and against you equally. Like, we're held to a much lower standard than most male MCs. You know, if you're even vaguely good, then people will support you. So, I mean, in that way, it works. It works in your favour. But it's really hard to get taken seriously. And I guess the reality is you don't even realise how much misogyny there is in the world, and especially in the hip-hop community, until, you know, you start putting yourself out there and doing releases and doing shows and going on tours, and the amount of people that will basically hate on you just because you're female, even, you know, no matter how good you are. But the reality is you also get a lot more exposure as well if you are good. So, you know, I think there's definitely good factors with the bad. So
yeah, definitely.
I try to look at the positive side.
Yeah, for sure. What we're doing here for Dope FM is March 8th is International Women's Day. So we're celebrating women all night on the March 12th show. And we're going to just be playing an entire, because we do the overnight show, so we have 7 hours here. This interview is going to be on it, and then the rest of the night we're going to be spinning tracks from female MCs, and we've been doing a lot of research and finding a lot of good stuff out there. So I think
there's a track on Earthworthy that's got 4 Australian female MCs on it.
Yes,
they're
that's
definitely worth checking out if you Google those girls. The track's called A Good Man, and it features myself, Lady Lash goes second, and then Class A, and then it finishes with Nikita, and we're all Australian girls.
Awesome, so we'll spin that and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You ready? Are you ready? Say yeah! And again! We wanna go back!
Too, yeah. a doubt he'll turn it out without a moment left. Dig deep, stay low, walk face from one, run two, at three, let loose. I love life and that's the greatest gift he's given me. Plus the warmth and protection of our family. I got a good thing going and we're building up. From the roots we bury deep, forever grows our tree of love.
Thank you.
All right, that was A Good Man from KDL, featuring a whole slew of Australian female MCs. And we're lucky enough to have KDL on the phone. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking.
I'm so excited about having you on the show, just because I've been bumping Earthworthy like crazy, and I just enjoyed it so much that I really wanted to get a chance to talk to you. And I wanted to talk about your lyrics, because I'm a lyrical dude. I like focus on lyrics, and you say a lot in your rhymes.
Thanks for noticing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. How did you start rapping? And maybe you can describe to us your writing process.
It was about 2006. I've been an enthusiast of hip-hop since I was like 10, I guess. But in about 2006, it kind of dawned on me that I could probably rap myself, considering I've been writing poetry and stuff like that for so many years and listened to a lot of hip-hop, even though back then it was more mainstream than the stuff I enjoy now. But I thought I'd give it a go, and I mean, I guess like looking back, my first rhymes and stuff was pretty crap, but I always had a fairly decent flow, so I got to meet some really great people in my local city, which is Perth, over in Western Australia. And they're, I guess being a female MC, I was really lucky that the people around me were really enthusiastic for like encouraging me and getting me in the booth recording what I was writing and stuff, and pretty much went from there. I met my husband that way, through recording tracks and running with that crew, and he really got me into it a lot more. He had a home studio and stuff, and so yeah, the opportunities were just open to me to get recording and get it all online, and like you reach out to other people. So
nice.
So it's been sort of handed to me a bit, I suppose, with that.
It must be nice to be able to work with your husband and be in the studio with him.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's super encouraging, and you know, he takes a lot out of his time to help me, and he's taught me like a lot about writing and flow and, you know, production, everything. So most of what I've learned along the way over the few years that I've been doing it is because of him. Thoughts, his name is. He's a rapper over here, so if anyone wants to check his stuff out, he's been doing it for many, many years, and he's got out quite a few releases commercially, so...
Awesome, yeah. I noticed he's on the Earthworthy album twice, and he's on a track called Diluted Shadows, and I really I like his lyrics in that one, because he's talking about if reality were more like his dreams, it would be a better place.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're very lyrically similar, so we work really well together. So, yeah, we've also got a film clip for that track as well.
Yes, yes.
On YouTube.
Yes, I've seen that. It's nice. And you've got one on there for Anybody Like Me, I think. Yeah. And that one was nice, because when I first stumbled across your album, I had no idea how to pronounce your name. And because it's KDL, but it's KADYELLE.
Yep.
So I was saying your name wrong for months until you said, hey, check out this video. And then I found it, and I was like, hey. So yeah, you do a little spoken intro and talk about yourself, and then play the video. So anybody out there, hopefully we'll go see that. And I'm going to put a transcript up on my blog, so they'll be able to get at it easy on chasemarch.com. And I'll do the same thing for the Diluted Shadows track, because I want to drop that right now so people can hear some wicked Australian rap from a wife and husband team.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so this is Diluted Shadows. It's off KDL's Earthworthy album, which we can get for free right now, can't we?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's off a download on Bandcamp.
I love Bandcamp. Bandcamp's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. So everybody out there, go to kdl.bandcamp.com. Check this track, and we'll spin it for you right now, and we'll be back to talk with more KDL in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Chase March on the interview tip. Daddy J is on the boards, and we're going to spin that track for you.
I'm in danger of losing everything. I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo, looking looking for the blue amongst the great diluted shadows for direction. I'm in danger of losing everything. I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the green amongst the great diluted shadows for direction. Pretty window fixed in a frame, a drawn shade casts a ray through the grey. What's a place if it's barren and decayed, if the wind fades away and every sound is the same? Is a skin if it's different from the pale? Is a breath if it never quite inhales? Is it real if the soul is only me and the trees keep their leaves like a captive from the breeze? I'm losing ink and so I pen this in the dirt, fractured scripture in the shade of tepid earth. An echo like a voice I never heard, in the shape of a letter never fit a human word. Forgotten touch like the haunting of your ghost, in the darkness of my mind the beauty killed what mattered most. If this is real then let life renew the growth, if this is life then let love through the smoke. I'm in danger of losing everything, I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the blue amongst the great diluted shadows for direction. I'm in danger of losing everything, I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the green amongst the great diluted shadows for direction.
I'm in danger of losing everything, I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the blue amongst the great diluted shadows for direction. I'm in danger of losing everything, I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the green amongst the great diluted shadows for direction. Half of me lost in the corner, trying to find me before this winter turns to summer. But don't forget spring, old man, I see you've lost it in your step, you better watch where you stand. Can't stand me, now you can't stand up, now you'll never be free from this trap you set up. Lying in the foliage away from the sun, lying to yourself so much you've turned numb. Arms crossed, look what we've become, we can't stop, this journey's just begun. Put it down for the little ones, look back, starting now it's time to give it up. Who's that? Looking back at me, twisting my limbs, unnaturally flightless, it's sad to be not really me, this man I'm supposed to be, not really me, just a shadow of a younger me. I'm in danger of losing everything, I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the blue amongst the great diluted shadows for direction. I'm in danger of losing everything, I'm a stranger in the eyes of my reflection. I'm in limbo looking for the green amongst the great diluted shadows for direction.
Right, we are back with Katie L, all the way from Australia. Katie, you know, I feel like I'm blessed to have stumbled across your album, because most of the stuff I listen to is Canadian or American rap, and from what I understand, there's a huge Australian scene.
The scene is just insane. Like, last year, we were playing shows with, you know, 500-600 people every show. It's just, like, the enthusiasm for Australian hip-hop has just exploded over here. Even the international stuff is just so much support. But I know how you feel. Like, 90% of what I listen to is American hip-hop, to be honest. Even though Australian scene is awesome, I just... Yeah, I've always had my passion in underground American hip-hop, and I sort of can't shake it. But there's some quality stuff coming out of there, and even from Canada as well.
Awesome. So our stuff makes it to you fairly easily, but I don't know how easily the Australian stuff makes it our way.
No. I think also it's a it's a relatively new thing. I mean, it has been over here for a long time, but it's always been sort of an insular thing and kind of came along with this strange nationalism, I guess, like staunchly Australian type thing. But now people are starting to look out internationally. I don't know if you've heard of the Finesso.
No.
They're an Australian group. They're, like, massively popular. They tour quite a lot over in the US and Canada, and same with a group called Hilltop Hood. So there is some real quality stuff coming out of Australia that's, you know, starting to make an impact internationally. So hopefully it's on a trend, because people, you know, there are so many people that don't even know about the hip-hop scene over here, and it's definitely worth checking out. There's just an amazing diversity over here for hip-hop and rap and everything in between.
That's amazing. So your new album is dropping. Do you have any plans to come to North America and maybe do a tour?
We had a plan for 2012 to do a little bit of a tour in the US. It's definitely not a cheap thing to do. So it may end up in 2013, but we were looking at going to San Francisco and New York and Connecticut, lots of Maine. Just basically places that we really want to go and hopefully hook up some shows over there.
Well, I'm putting my hands together right now and praying that you can add Toronto to that list. Because Toronto's a pretty big scene here in Canada, and we're like neighbors to Toronto. So if you got to Toronto, I would definitely come and bring as many people as I could.
That would be awesome. Australia is so isolated just from the rest of the world that it costs an absolute fortune to fly anywhere, pretty much. But, you know, it's definitely really high on our list of things to do and things to put money towards. So hopefully we're blessed with not too many debts and we'll get there sometime soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's the plan anyway.
I hope so. Australia is one of those places that I've always wanted to visit. Like, it's on my to-visit list. I don't know if I'll ever make it there because, you know, I'm kind of broke, but it would be nice one day to get out there.
Yeah, I'm in that boat with you.
Yeah, I hear you. I wanted to talk about some of your imagery, because Earthworthy, the album, that's spelled all in one word.
Yeah.
And I noticed there's some, like in the song we just played, Diluted Shadows, one of your lyrics says, I'm losing ink, so I pen this in the dirt. And there's a lot of mentions of the earth and that kind of imagery. So I'm wondering what's behind that and what's behind that album title. And even your new album, The Tree That Kept Apart the Stars, it's got that same kind of nature and earth kind of theme to it.
Yeah, it does. The new album, The Tree That Kept Apart the Stars, it's from a poem by E.E. Cummings, and it's a poem that I refer to quite a lot if people are listening closely. Lyrics wise and Earthworthy. The title track, Earthworthy, actually started as a collaboration with a rapper from Wisconsin called Fabin. We were writing a track together, and his part never ended up happening, so it's this sort of strange little verse and hook that I've used as an introduction to the album. I use earth and trees a lot in themes when I write, and I'm not really sure why. I've never really thought too deeply about it. It is inspired a lot by E.E. Cummings, who's been really influential in the things I write and the way that I write. So yeah, I haven't really given a lot of deep thought as to why I use that imagery a lot. I'm the sort of writer that'll just sit down with a beat and I'll just basically write the first thing that comes out and the first thing that comes to mind. And yeah, it's always stuck to that sort of theme. But I noticed, you know, at the end of the album when I was compiling all the tracks and really thinking about the direction of the album, and that was just the theme that's so prominent in everything that I write. So yeah, that's where the title has come from, just drawn out of lyrics that have just sort of come to me, I guess, like stream of thought as I'm sitting at a date. So yeah, I haven't really considered it too lately.
That's cool. It's like, it's the whole creative process. Like, who knows where that even comes from? I mean, I know because I do a little bit of writing, and you know, it just comes. You know, it's like you said, the first thing that comes to your mind, you just start writing it, and then you're like, look back at it and go, wow, I actually wrote that. That's like, because that's pretty amazing. You have another guest on one of your tracks called Butler Yeats.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting because you're just talking about how you're influenced by poetry, and there we got another kind of poetry type name.
Yeah, Butler Yeats is from the UK. I stumbled across his music on MySpace, and I just thought he had such a unique style and flow. I loved his music straight away, and I was blessed to have him on that track. He was so fancy, and
yeah, I love my international hip-hop, so I guess they both have a similar style of introspective kind of writing, and that's probably where he draws his name from. And yeah, I just saw that connection there, and I wanted to mention that because I thought that was kind of interesting. I think he's got a line in that one. I can't remember if this is him or you. It says, "Bitter taste, the only thing they couldn't take from me."
Yeah, that's me.
That was you, yeah. That's kind of an interesting line right there.
I tend to be a bit melodramatic sometimes, I think. that's always been my style of writing, is to basically give myself crap, I think.
Oh, yeah?
But, you know, it's good, a bit of light, self-loathing. I think it's good for everybody.
That's cool. Yeah, I think we should play one of your newer songs now. So this is The Best Scars. It's from Katie L from her forthcoming album, The Tree That Kept Apart the Stars. Daddy J is going to drop that track. This is Chase March on the interview tip, and we will be right back with more Katie L.
Stand naked in our
All right, so that was The Best Scars by Katie L off her new album forthcoming, The Tree That Kept Apart the Stars. And we are on the phone all the way from Australia. We got Katie L. So nice to have you on Dope FM. Thanks for letting us talk to you.
That's no problem at all. Thank you for having me.
I just wanted to point out that we're your first international interview.
It means a lot that you've got something out of my album. That's awesome, considering it's just this tiny little 200 CD ROM that I did and then put it up online as a free download. You know, it's pretty raw.
Pretty amazing how hip-hop's such a global phenomenon now, and I know we get stuck in sometimes in our regions, you know, and I know there's hip-hop coming out of Hamilton here, and there's a lot of hip-hop coming out of Toronto and Canada and New York, and sometimes the audience here, we kind of get stuck on that, and I know
it's... Yeah, I know, that's right, for sure.
Yeah, and I know especially when it comes to female MCs. When I was talking to Eternia, and she's amazing, and she's been doing her thing here for about, you know, since the 80s, I think. She's been doing it a long time and hasn't really been able to receive the recognition that her male counterparts do. And when I was talking to her about it,
yeah,
you know, she said that, you know, most people, like if you ask them who are your top 20 rappers, they'll have no problem naming top 20 rappers. But if you ask them who their favorite female rappers are, a lot of people will name one. You know, like, because you can only have one.
Okay.
You know, like, who's your top 20, and then who's your favorite female? And you know, that's really a shame, because, you know, when I took psychology classes, you know, we talked about how women have more of a brain for linguistics, and I always thought, this is strange, because I'm a huge hip-hop fan, and if women are more naturally wired for linguistics, how come there are not more women in hip-hop?
I think a lot of people feel like there isn't room for females in hip-hop. I meet a lot of people, mostly online, because they don't have the courage to go to your face, but a lot of males online who are completely offended by the idea of a female rapping, and I think that intimidates a lot of women. They lose the courage to get up on stage and to put out releases and put themselves in the position for, you know, getting attacked by people's warriors, I think. Plus, I think it's also been a fairly new thing for women to become involved. I haven't heard of women being involved in hip hop for anywhere near as long as males have, and it's a strange phenomenon. I have no idea why it is the way it is. And I also think the general consensus to hold females to a far lower standard than males is also a part of it. Women don't try to aspire to be greater than what they possibly could be, I think, because they're expected to be bad, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened there, because I did some research on hip-hop in the 70s, and right when hip-hop just started getting big, there was a female crew called the Mercedes Ladies in 1976, and they weren't, you know, sexualized like a lot of the female rappers come out now. It's like they have to sell an image as more as opposed to their lyrics. And in the 70s, when hip-hop started, females were seen as equals. And something's happened over the years where, that, you know, that's shifted away somehow. And you know, in the 21st century, I really want to bring that back and let people realize, like, if you look at my top 10 albums of 2010, there are three female MCs on there. You know, and I didn't put, you know, top 10 rap albums and top 10 pop albums or country albums. Like, that was my top 10 albums, and number 1, 2, and 10 are female MCs, and I don't think a lot of people are thinking like that, or, you know, have their minds open enough to see that, you know, there's some amazing rap coming from, as Shad would say, the better halves of dudes.
There is. I've been keeping an eye out and an ear out for a while, and some of my favourite musicians are female MCs, and I honestly have no idea why they're not respected more or even grouped in the same categories as males in the industry. Considering basic hip-hop culture is about respect and humanitarianism and love and mutual appreciation for each other, and yet you bring females into the equation and can really bring out the worst in a lot of the males in the industry. And it's a shame, but I'm constantly being told, you know, if I want to be out there touring, if I want to be out there putting out releases, then I just have to accept it. The kind of criticism that you get, where not a single person will comment on your songs, they'll comment on the fact that, you know, your skirt maybe isn't short enough, or your top's not low cut enough, or maybe, you know, there's another female rapper out there that happens to be skinnier or hotter than you. It's pretty ridiculous, and I don't know why there's so much tolerance for that kind of, like, behaviour in hip-hop culture. I really don't know why it exists, and it's a shame, and I hope over, you know, the next decade or two that we see the last of that. I think it's a really ridiculous, outdated, situation. It really needs to end if people want to see more females in the industry, especially being successful.
It certainly does, and it's a shame that we have to even speak about this, you know, and spend, like, you know, 15 minutes of the hour with you that we got here talking about, you know, that issue, because, you know, it's for me, it's a non-issue. I mean, I'm a teacher, and I teach drama to my class because it's part of the curriculum, we have to teach it, and I talk about even the term actor and actress. Well, if the, you know, the er suffix means one who, I call the girls actors in the class because, you know, we're all acting. You know, we don't need that separation there. So, but I think things are starting to change a little bit, because I've noticed in the hip-hop community that I circle with, in the blogosphere, and with some of the artists that I interview and talk to all the time, that we're more, you know, we're more open and showing more respect and love to the females on the mic. And I hope that trickles down to the general audience. That's really my goal right here, and especially with this show today for International Women's Day, where we're just highlighting women of hip-hop all night long here on Dope FM. I hope that really, really influences people, you know?
Yeah, I think it's well past the hour where we all need to put our prejudices behind us. I mean, it would be completely unacceptable if these prejudices existed racially. So I think everyone needs to support the notion that having prejudice against someone's gender is wrong in society, and it's wrong in music. And I really do think the bar needs to be raised. I think holding female MCs to this lower standard is just silly and detrimental, and I think there's so many females out there that are or could be as good as any of their male counterparts, and, you know, it's time that got recognised.
Yeah, for sure. When I talked to Eternia, I said, what about this lack of female MCs? And she said, there isn't. She said, everywhere I go, and she goes touring all over the place, she goes, everywhere I go, I see women involved in hip-hop culture. Everywhere. There's tons, and it's just they're not getting the exposure. But speaking of exposure, I understand that you were nominated for a female MC on the Oz Hip Hop.
Yeah, I was nominated in 2009, before I'd released anything, and so I think I ended up getting four, but keep in mind that I think there was seven females nominated in the entire country.
Oh, wow.
This year I ended up getting second, so I was slightly happier with that, but next year I'm obviously going to be aiming to get first. That would be nice, but very peer oriented. It's definitely a popularity contest, I think. So, yeah, it definitely pays to be popular when it comes to these particular hip-hop awards, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, were the ones that beat you out, or your competition? Because, I mean, you're an underground artist. I mean, you've got that sound, like, we play mostly underground, and the sound you've got is underground. So were the other artists, were they more pop-oriented or more commercial or jiggy?
Not at all.
No?
This year, the lady that got first, I've actually had never even heard of her, and I checked her out, and she's more of a, like, staunch kind of grime rap, you know, really heavily influenced by that UK grime style. Last year, the year before that, the lady that got the award was one of my really good friends, Class A, who's on first word, and she's also on my new album. She's, I guess, got that cleaner, more commercial sound, I suppose, but the reality is there's no females in this country that are commercially successful in hip-hop.
Yeah.
They're all underground.
Very interesting. Yeah, because there's a lot of hip-hop getting played on, because we have commercial radio here, and there's a big difference in the sound of commercial rap in North America as opposed to the underground. There's a huge difference, and we only spin underground here, pretty much, on our show, Dope FM. So it's just interesting to see the different categories. And before you mention grime, that's not really popular here at all. That's almost stuck in the UK, I think.
Yeah, you know, we're influenced by a lot of different places. You know, we're an English colony, so I think we're heavily influenced by the UK thing, and we're very heavily influenced by the underground US thing. It's over here, it's kind of unacceptable to be commercial. You know, that it's more about being raw, but doing it in a way that doesn't sound bad, I guess. Raw in a quality way, I guess. But, yeah, that's where it's at over here. It's really unusual. The acts that are a commercial success are the ones that have managed to stick to their underground style, you know, the best, I suppose. There isn't really much over here that's horribly commercial and poppy that's going to be successful, especially to really staunch Australian hip-hop followers. Yeah, I see a lot of influence over here from the UK.
Wow, that's really interesting, because there's a lot of regular commercial listeners over here, and the commercial hip-hop that gets played on the radio and video channels and stuff, and the stuff that my students listen to, like, I would never listen to some of that stuff, you know, like strictly underground kind of here. And it's interesting to see how that's more so over your way than here.
Yeah, it's basically a sin, I think, to sell out. And if there's even the vaguest implication that you're going to move on to a big label and basically sell out, then you'll lose support. That's just how it is. It's underground or nothing, I think. Like, for those that are into, you know, Australian hip-hop, it's got this sort of sense of nationalism and this extremely rigid set of rules of what it has to be, and the fact that whatever you do not get played on commercial radio. We have a radio station over here, it's national, it's called Triple J. If you're played on Triple J, then you're basically in, and if you move from Triple J onto commercial radio, you're out.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really unusual thing. I've not really noticed that anywhere else.
Very interesting. All right, I think we should play another song. Is there anything you'd like to hear? One of your tunes you'd like to have the Canadians hear right now?
I guess right now I'm really feeling like the first single of my album. It's called Safe, featuring the vocals of Brooke Taylor, and it's produced by The Visual Assassin, who's a producer from Melbourne in Victoria in Australia. So probably my favourite song of the album so far.
Awesome. All right. We will spin that one, and we'll be back to wrap up the interview with KDL all the way from Australia. Daddy J's Man in the Boards. This is Chase March on The Interview Tip. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From a way too young age, I learned lessons that I still cover up today. Self-abuse and still resurrected shame. What a cliche, I bury it behind a name. Rescripting every verse that I've written, cause the truth resonates much better when it's hidden. It's not quite the only thing that I'm wrestling with. You find me less appealing, cause I'm not like the other kids. I'm criticized to compromise, lots on disguises till you think I'm trivialized or condescending when I write this. You get online and say I'm tried, confusing lines and singing styles, being divisive and go win me any prizes. And shit, I'll argue that, protesting to them, sitting back and shake my head and wonder if it's safe to leave it left to die. You never know that self-exposure or the depth of every blow when you show yourself and lose your way.
Hang on to choice.
stored everyone away. And if I let them see the brightness of the light of day, they'll turn my words against me. So they're better left to decay. Rebuilding every idol that I've worshipped, cause the lies that exposed are both saved and then cursed it. If it's nothing more than softening my conscience, then I guess you won't begrudge me for forgetting to be honest. If nothing's safe, then nothing's sacred. If it's fragile, fucking break it. If it's worthy, let them rape it. Passive statements. You'll be defined by what you write, and so will I. So say nothing in defiance, turns their heads to talk compliance. They'll say the bar's been raised, it hardly saves us for shame, and sow yourself out yet again to wade your way through shallow praise. And so they're right, just look at life, position primed to develop overnight into the nothing that defines them.
I'm in shadows on a stage.
If you linger long enough, you'll see no ego's on portray.
I'm in camouflage today.
But if you know me long enough, you'll see my history on display.
I'm entitled to my race.
And the scars that wear my flesh around their body are my.
That was the lead single off Katie L's new album, The Tree That Kept Apart the Stars. That song was called Safe. And we are fortunate enough to have Katie L, one of my favorite MCs out right now, on the phone. This has been an awesome interview, Katie L. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be on the phone lines with Dope FM here.
Oh, that's not a problem. Otherwise, I'd just be lying on the couch watching cartoons.
So. Yeah, because...
That's not a lie.
It's the evening for us, but it's only the morning for you over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a time difference. But can you tell us, anybody out there, if they want to find out more, where can they go to find out more about Katie L?
I still have a MySpace, but I've been trying to delete it for a while, so I suppose you can look me up on MySpace. I've got a Facebook page as well. That's probably the one I update the most. So if you're on Facebook and look up Katie L, I should pop up. And my Bandcamp page for Downloads, I think that's pretty up to date. I've got a page at Reverb Nation, which is www.reverbnation.com/KDL. That's about it.
Awesome. Well, I hope people take the time to listen to your music, and I hope they've enjoyed what we've spun today, because I'm totally sold. I'm like so in love with you and your sound and your music, and I hope that you're going to continue to bless us with some great music for a long time.
That's the intention. I only hope for bigger and better things, hopefully. I think I'm going to be doing this for a long time, hopefully. Yeah, such an amazing experience to be a part of the scene over here, and I really, really hope to get my music out internationally as well, even if it's just digitally and, you know, coming over there and doing shows and selling stuff out of my backpack, old school style.
Old school, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, well, I so hope you can come to Toronto sometime soon, because I would love to see you, and I'm going to be championing your music on my blog, chasemarch.com. Go there for artist interviews and transcripts of this interview and tons more, and we'll be Daddy J and Gamma Crush. I hope we're going to spin you, because I'm going to give them all the songs you sent me for sure. Dope FM is going to be supporting KDL.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thanks so much.
This is awesome. Just for the people out there, KDL is KDYELLE. If you're looking for her online, you should be able to find her. And thanks a lot. It's been such an honor and a privilege to have you on the show.
Oh, likewise. Thank you.
All right, so thanks a lot. We'll let you get back to your family now, and really appreciate you talking with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
Awesome, thanks.
I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm living light to keep my heels from the thorn. What's a road as the stones unturned? Lead a course from your door to the place we return. Let's travel in the form of a curve, with the trail in the dirt, with the dust of the earth. Unpack the hurt that they bury in their mirth. Every time you undress, the danger in a skirt. Kick curb and a fuck you smirk. One word in the life you learned. Quick turn to the hate she earned when she covered in the ashes of the smiles she burned. Quick change from the strange with a place that forgotten men die in a chemical embrace. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm living light to keep my heels from the thorn. Short-tempered little bitch got me biting on my fists in the hazy kind of fog we exist in. It's the subtle kind of sick that you chase and destroy, to defile, to derange your own sanity. Kick curb and a fuck you smirk. This word is the spit you purged. Kill dirt with a heel or sojourn to the path with your heart and your heart and your words now. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm living light to keep my heels from the thorn. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm living light to keep my heels from the thorn. So repression or deceptively endured, that you know the every edge of me or what I could afford. That's right, I lied, I fought, I struggled to recover every moment that you poured. What shame you change if they're paid, that's my kind of killer, what games will you play? Twist words to deformed words merge, and the one that you're in takes its place on the curb. That's work, a little fuck you smirk, too hard to relate to any prick you heard. What's worse, to leave a man without a choice, to leave your kids with the fear of ever utilizing voice now? Feel something, better learn one thing, at least another lesson about the beautiful disgusting. This world keeps your pearl in its mouth, just to open it slightly and let it tumble out. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm living light to keep my heels from the thorn. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm packing light and when I'm out of here, I'm gone. I'm living light to keep my heels from the thorns.
That was KDL, I'm Gone. And unfortunately, she's gone off the phone. But we have her music over here, even if we don't have her over here, and hopefully she'll be coming for a tour soon. KDL, all the way from Australia. Man, I love her. Her music's just so amazing. If you're looking for her online, it's KADYELLE. Her album's Earthworthy. You can download it for free off her Bandcamp page, and I highly recommend it. It's an amazing album. It was my second favorite album of last year. Almost made it to the top, but she got beat out by Dessa, and both her and I really like Dessa too, so it's kind of cool. Once again, this is Dope FM. Daddy J has been manning the boards tonight. Chase March is on the interview tip. Hope you're staying tuned, because for the rest of the night, we are going to continue to spotlight the women of hip-hop for our International Women's Day show. Stay tuned. Gamma Crush is up next. Gonna spin some tracks for you, and then I'll be back with some Know Your History so you can learn a little bit more about the ladies of hip-hop. Women are representing hip-hop each and every day, and we're just shining a spotlight on them tonight. Hope you're listening. Hope you're enjoying what we're bringing you. And I'll shut up now. We'll spin some tunes.